Hello, this is Harry Baya on Wombats and Music. You're listening to WEHC 90.7 FM, your college and community station from Emory and Henry, Virginia. Wombats and Music is my show to play my favorite things. And tonight I've got something different for you to start off with. This is a poem. It's written by James Weldon Johnson. And this particular poem is called The Creation. And it's part of a group of poems he wrote called God's Trombones. This recording was made by Fred Waring and his Pennsylvanians, and they got together some people to read James Weldon Johnson's poems, and they found a man with a voice, Frank Davis, to do the narration. And I think Frank's voice is just perfect for this. This is the story of the creation from the Bible. Whether you believe it or see it as a powerful myth, from any point of view, it's just wonderful poetry. And I have a story about this. I was in college, and I used to work in the dining hall, and we used to put on a dance every month to raise money and for all the students to bring their dates and things, and we'd charge them a dollar to get in or something. And we'd often look for entertainment. And one night, somebody else was doing the entertainment, and they arranged it, and so the dance stopped, and the floor cleared, and it got dark in the big empty dining hall where we had the dance. And this poem came on over the loudspeaker system, and a group of ballet dancers from Wellesley came out and interpreted this dance. And it was one of the more beautiful things I ever saw. And I remember the poem and the story, and I went back afterwards and asked where they got this and what recording it was. And they told me, and I bought it. And I found this record in my collection recently. And I want to share with you God's Trombones, and this is The Creation.
And God stepped out on space, and he looked around and he said, I'm lonely. I'll make me a world. And as far as the eye of God could see, darkness covered everything, blacker than 100 midnights down in a cypress swamp. And God smiled, and the light broke. The darkness rolled up on one side, and the light stood shining on the other. And God said, that's good. And God reached out and took the light in his hands, and God rolled the light around in his hand until he made the sun. And he set that sun ablazing in the heavens. And the light that was left from making the sun, God gathered it up in a shining ball and flung it against the darkness, spangling the night with the moon and the stars. And down between the darkness and the light, God hurled the world. And God said, that's then God himself stepped down. The sun was on his right hand. The moon was on his left. The stars were clustered above his head. And the earth was under his feet. And God walked. And where he trod, his footprints hollowed the valleys out and bulged the mountains up. And God stopped and looked and saw that the earth was hot and barren. So God stepped over to the edge of the world and spat out the seven seas. He batted his eyes and the lightning flashed. He clapped his hands and the thunders rolled. And the waters above the earth came down. The cooling waters came down. Then the green grass sprouted and the little red flowers blossomed. The pine tree pointed his finger to the sky and the oak spread out his arms. The lakes curdled down in the hollows of the ground, and the rivers ran down to the sea. And God smiled again, and the rainbow appeared, and curled itself around his shoulders. Then God raised his arm, and he waved his hand over the sea and over the land. And he said, bring forth, and quicker than God could drop his hand, fishes and fowls and beasts and birds swam the rivers and seas, roamed the forests and woods, and split the air with their wings. And God said, that's good. Then God walked around, and God looked around on all that he had made. He looked at his sun, he looked at his moon, he looked at his little stars. He looked on his world with all its living things, and God said, I'm lonely still. Then God sat down on the side of a hill where he could think. By a deep, wide river he sat down. With his head in his hands, God thought and thought till he thought, I'll make me a man. Up from the bed of the river, God scooped the clay. And by the bank of the river, he kneeled him down. And there the great God Almighty, who lit the sun and fixed it in the sky, who flung the stars to the farmost corner of the night, who rounded the earth in the middle of his hand, this great God, like a mammy bending over her baby, kneeled down in the dust, toiling over a lump of clay, till he shaped it in his own image. Then into it he blew the breath of life, and man became a living soul.
Yes, he's taken my beloved and my clay, and he's placed upon the right side of my father.
Oh, I know the Lord, I know the Lord, I know the Lord laid his hands on me.
That was The Creation by James Weldon Johnson, as narrated by Frank Davis. I'll be playing other parts from this record in future weeks. It's kind of hard to follow that with anything. What do you do after The Creation? Well, the next song is called The House at Pooh Corner, and it's sung by Loggins and Messina. It was recorded in the 70s. And it was their first album, 1971. Kenny Loggins was a new singer who came into the studio, and Jim Messina was a producer. And Jim was just trying to kind of help him along with his first album and got involved and began to sing. And the two of them became a duo and sang together for years. And this is one of their first songs. I particularly like this song. It's called The House at Pooh Corner. Oddly enough, I listened to it last Sunday morning, preparing for this radio show to make sure I liked it and loved it, and went off to church, and the sermon was The Tao of Pooh. Synchronicity struck. So this is The House at Pooh Corner, sung by Loggins and Messina from 1971.
Robin and Hood. jar stuck on his nose. He came to me asking help and advice, and from here no one knows where he goes. So I sent him to ask the owl if he's there, how to loosen a jar from the nose of a bear. So help me if you can, I've got to get back to the house at New Corn by one. You'd be surprised, there's so much to be done. Count all the bees in the hive, chase all the clouds from the sky.
That was The House at Pooh Corner by Kenny Loggins and Jim Messina. The next song is also by Kenny Loggins and Jim Messina. They performed together for a number of years, eventually split up, and Kenny Loggins went on to a spectacular singles career. Jim Messina didn't have quite as much success. They got back together later and had another round of success. This second song by them was from 1973 from their album Full Sail, and it's called Watching the River Run. The next song after this is called River Road, and later on we've got Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. Water is a wonderfully strong metaphor in a lot of songs, and this is Watching the River Run. I always like this. It has a wonderfully relaxing sort of take-it-easy feel to it for me. So here is Watching the River Run.
If you've been thinking you're all that you've got, then don't feel alone anymore. 'Cause when we're together, then you got a lot. 'Cause I am the river, and you are the shore. And it goes on. Watching the river run. Listen.
That was Run River, Watching the River, Watching the River Run by Loggins and Messina. Now we're going to have Crystal Gayle singing River Road from 1977. Crystal Gayle was the younger sister of Loretta Lynn and a very powerful singer, I thought. Beautiful voice. The write-up I found on her said that she was at one point listed as one of the 50 most beautiful people on the earth. And a beautiful woman she was. It's interesting about music that, in a way, we don't really care what they look like. Of course, for live performances, appearance makes a big difference. But when you're listening to the song, it doesn't matter. But Crystal Gayle has a beautiful voice. This is River Road. In it, she talks about running away from home at 12. And then later on, possibly running away from a marriage. And it reminds me a little bit of the song The Wayward Wind, the sense that some people are just born with a restless spirit. And the song implies that she's one of them. So let's see how we do with River Road by Crystal Gayle.
Here I go once again with my suitcase in my hand. I'm running away down River Road, and I swear once again that I'm never coming home. I'm chasing my dreams down River Road. Mama said, listen child, you're too old to run wild, you're too big to be fishing with the boys.
That was Crystal Gayle with River Road. Ever get that urge to just take off, to go away, to run, to go down River Road? I do. I never have. Not really. But when I hear a song like that, I can feel that part of sort of the psyche saying, yeah, time to go, time to move on. It's a interesting choice that sits in front of us all the time. The next song is by the Beatles. I haven't played many songs by the Beatles, partly because, oddly enough, the Beatles don't offer their songs on iTunes. There's some sort of contractual thing. I think I read somewhere that may change this year. We'll see. But I got a CD from the library and had some Beatles CD and had some of my favorites on it. Here's one called Nowhere Man. I believe this song was used in the movie Yellow Submarine. There was this funny little creature-type person, and he was called Nowhere Man, and they sang this song. The Beatles, I was an adult, a young adult, when the Beatles hit the scene, and it was quite a phenomenon. I'm sure there will be a phenomenon equally interesting in the future, but nothing much has happened since then. They came on so strong. I read in the write-ups when I was researching this song, the Beatles sold more records, more albums, than anyone in history. The record still stands. Over a billion albums. That's quite a phenomena. The four Beatles, Paul McCartney, John Lennon, Ringo Starr, and George Harrison, star power was just off the wall. Anyway, here's one of their songs, one of their lesser songs, and still a great song, called Nowhere Man.
He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody. Doesn't have a point of view, knows not where he's going to. Isn't he a bit like you?
That was Nowhere Man by the Beatles from 1966. You're listening to Harry Baya on Wombats and Music. This is WEHC 90.7 FM from Emory, Virginia. Wombats and Music is my chance to play my favorite things and to collect them. And I enjoy collecting them and having them collected. Now I can play them back anytime I want. So I play them for you, and I hope some of them touch you the same way they touch me. I have these also, I record my shows, and I have them on a website. If you were to email me, I can tell you where that is. Email me at hbaya@ehc.edu. That's hbaya at Emory Henry College, ehc.edu. You can also mail in requests. If you have a song you'd really like to hear, you think fits the kind of things I play. I play a lot of country, some folk, and some pop, and occasional show tunes and recorded spoken things, like this morning. I played God's Trombones. The next song I'll play every now and then, it's one of my all-time favorites. As you may know from listening to the show, I have a lot of favorites, but some transcend the others, and this is one of the top ones, certainly in the top 10, possibly the top 2 or 3 of all my all-time favorite songs. And I don't know why. It's doesn't have a clear message. It's sort of hard to figure out what's going on here. It's Time After Time by Cyndi Lauper. And for some reason, both the music and the poetry of the song just touched me. I like this song a lot and love to hear it again and again. So here's Cyndi Lauper singing Time After Time. Cyndi Lauper with Time After Time. The next song is quite a change of pace. It's by Johnny Horton, a country music singer. I don't have notes on it. I think it was recorded in the 60s, certainly no later than that, possibly early 70s. It's called The Battle of New Orleans, and it's a real barn burner, quite a song. I always got a kick out of this. A number of people recorded it. This was my favorite recording of it. So this is The Battle of New Orleans by Johnny Horton.
Mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we caught the bloody British in a town in New Orleans.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
We looked down a river and we seen the British come, and there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton fields and didn't say a thing.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Old Hickory said we could take them by surprise if we didn't fire a musket till we looked them in the eye. We held our fire till we see their faces well. Then we opened up our squirrel guns and really gave them well. We
fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch them. On down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico. We fired our cannon till the barrel melted down. So we grabbed an alligator and we fought another round. We filled his head with cannonballs and powdered his behind. And when we touched the powder off, the gator lost his mind.
We fired our guns and the British kept a-coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast that the hounds couldn't catch it on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
That was Johnny Horton singing The Battle of New Orleans. Truly a classic. We're going to switch gears again. Next song is a happy song, Good Morning Starshine. This is from Oliver. Oliver had a number of hits in the 70s, and this was one of them. I always liked this song a lot. It's an up song. A lot of songs are sad. I've got a couple of sad ones coming up here later on in the show, but not this one. In this song, Oliver expresses a joy of just being alive. So, good morning, Starshine.
Early morning singing. morning stars. There's love in your skies, reflecting the sunlight in my lover's eyes. Good morning stars.
That was Oliver with Good Morning Starshine. The next song is called Sitting on the Dock of the Bay by Otis Redding. I've always loved this song and never knew much about it until today. I looked it up on the web and found out some very interesting things. Otis Redding was extremely popular at this point. 1967, he had a fantastic recording career, an African-American, particularly the blues and that kind of rock stuff that he did, his own style. And he did this song. It was in a different style. And he recorded it November 22nd of 1967. And I'll tell you why that date was significant in a minute. He had moved to San Francisco to record music and was living on a boathouse and watched the boats, the ships, come in and out. And that caused him to start writing a song, and he talked about the ships rolling in and rolling out. He just got a little piece of it. And he talked to his producer, and the two of them got together and wrote the rest of the song and played with it for a while. He'd write it on napkins. Apparently, he was always writing songs and would come to a recording studio with 10 or 20 different ways of approaching something. And this was one of them. And this song, the write-up said, was quite different, really, from his earlier music. And in fact, they weren't sure that they should release it under the same label because it was so different. It became one of the most popular songs of our era, and it's certainly his most popular song. But here's the part that makes it poignant. It was recorded on November 22nd, 1967. On December 10th of 1967, Otis Redding was in a plane with seven other people. The plane crashed. All of them died but one. Otis Redding died. It was his last recording session. His career ended that year, 1967. So this song is particularly poignant for that reason, but it would have been a big hit. I mean, it didn't matter. It was just a wonderful piece of music. So this is Otis Redding, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Listen, sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. Listen, 2,000 miles I roam just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Sitting on the Dock of the Bay by Otis Redding. The next song I've played a number of times. It's called Blinded by the Light, and I feel like I almost ought to apologize for playing it, but I won't. I love this song, and I just can't get enough of it. I hear it, and then it sticks in my mind for days, and perhaps it'll do that for some of you. Blinded by the Light by Manfred Mann. Interesting sidelight. This was the only number one song Bruce Springsteen ever wrote. He had many, many hits, but only one went to number one, and that was Blinded by the Light. And it wasn't his version of it that went to number one. It was this one, Manfred Mann singing Blinded by the Light. So we're going to play that, and it's a long song, and I love it.
Wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. Blinded by the light. Wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night. Strong, play the song with
the foggy break. And go-kart Mozart was checking out the weather chart, see if it was safe outside. And little early birdie came by in his curly whirly and asked me if I needed a down, but you never got touch. She's gonna make it to the night. She's gonna make it through.
Wrapped up like a douche, another runner in the night, blinded by the light.
That was Blinded by the Light by the, well, Manfred Mann's Earth Band. That one line in there is supposed to be revved, like revolutions, revved up like a deuce, D-E-U-C-E, revved up like a deuce. But you can never understand it when they're singing it. That's what one of the websites told me that line was supposed to be. Next song is another classic for me. It's a sad song. Randy Travis sings it. It's called Digging Up Bones, and it's about the end of a marriage. He was married, and it's over, and he's sitting in the bedroom of his once happy home, reminiscing about the past and digging up bones, digging up things from the past. So this is Randy Travis singing Digging Up Bones.
Last night I dug your picture out from our old dresser drawer. I set it on the table and I talked to it till four. I read some old love letters right up till the break of dawn. Yeah, I've been sitting alone digging up bones. Then I went through the jewelry and I found our wedding rings. Put mine on the finger and I gave yours a fling. Across this lonely bedroom of our recent broken home, yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones, exhuming things that's better left alone. And I'm resurrecting closet, and I found some things in there, like that pretty negligee that I bought you to wear. And I recall how good you looked each time you had it on. Yeah, tonight I'm sitting alone digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, I'm digging up bones, exhuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yet tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yet tonight I'm sitting alone. I'm digging up bones, exhuming things that's better left alone. I'm resurrecting memories of a love that's dead and gone. Yet tonight I'm sitting alone, digging up bones. I'm digging up bones, exhuming things that's better left alone. I'm
That was Randy Travis singing Digging Up Bones. You've been listening to Harry Baya on Wombats and Music. This is WEHC FM 90.7 from Emory and Henry College, broadcasting at 500 watts, hoping to go and planning to go to 10,000 watts by the summer. It's WEHC. I play Wombats and Music as my chance to bring my favorite things to you. And this time I had the creation, a poem. I'll have some other poetry coming up. I'm looking for an Australian version of The Man from Snowy River, and we'll be playing that for you next time. It's been good. Hope to be with you next week. Good night.